the Brewers and the Dodgers on Saturday night as Players Weekend continues. Let's pick it up in the bottom of the second. Game is scoreless. Zach Davies facing Yasiel Puig.
Hit his 23rd home run of the season last night. And he hits that one sharply. It's off the glove of Shaw. And Puig is thinking about two. He's on his way. Shaw's throw is off the mark. And Puig is in there. Nobody covering third. Now the Brewers throw this one away. And Puig will stop at third base. Got the Little League jerseys on. That looked like a Little League game. Man, no kidding.
Pena at first. Here's Arcia. Raven comes set. Here's the pitch. And Arcia sends this in the air. Deep center field. Taylor is back. He's at the wall. He reaches up. It is gone. Orlando Arcia with his 13th home run of the season. And the Brewers take a 2-0 lead. Arcia just ambushing the first pitch he got and sending it out to dead center. And that one wasn't a cheap one. Arcia putting a good swing on the baseball. Got a hold of a 97 mile per hour fastball that was just above the knees, middle. And Arcia punished it. Davies brings home the pitch. Swing and a miss. Gonzalez tried to hold up. He couldn't do it. That's strikeout number 7 for Davies. Santana sends this the other way, deep right field. Puig racing back at the warning track. He makes the catch, leaning up and reaching over the wall in right field, and he takes a home run away from Domingo Santana.
1-1 pitch, Walker, ground ball, third base down the line, fair. Headed towards the corner. Perez on his horse. He's going to be waved around. Here comes a relay throw, and it's late. Gets by Avila and back to the backstop. Walker stays put at second base with an RBI double. It's 3-0 Milwaukee.
Brewers take down the mighty Dodgers 3-0. Zach Davies continues his complete dominance on the road lately. He is 5-1 in his last 7 starts away from Milwaukee with a .38 ERA. Jimmy Nelson opposes Yu Darvish on Sunday. One of baseball's more unheralded accomplishments belongs to Milwaukee's Zach Davies right now. The right-hander is 5-1 in his last 7 road starts with a microscopic .38 ERA. Davies blanked the Dodgers through 7 innings Saturday night in L.A. as Milwaukee took down the Dodgers 3-0. Davies spoke to the media after the game.
You know, it's tough coming in here when we drop 2-3 to San Francisco and lose the first one, and you kind of want to start this series off on a good note. But, you know, we played a good ball game yesterday. It was a close game and just didn't happen for us. So I want to go out there today and kind of have the same kind of mentality that Chase brought in the last game and go after guys and keep us in the game.
To shut down this lineup, just how tough is that? They have not been shut out at home in 2 months.
You know, baseball, anything can happen. It's one of those things where those kinds of stats you look past, you just want to continue on kind of stretches, good stretches of baseball that we're playing. And so it is good to come in here after a tough loss yesterday and kind of switch the roles and give them the tough loss and go into tomorrow with another mentality of winning that game.
Will you always have fond memories now of your Bat Boy jersey?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it was just something that I thought of that you know, it guys of all sizes and talents can play this game, and it doesn't matter who you are as long as you have a passion for the game and you have a skill set that you continue to try and perfect. You're going to have a place in the game.
What does 15 wins in a season already mean to you?
You know, it's a fun accomplishment. I think every one of us in this room, though, is really trying to make it to playoffs. I think that's the end goal. It's nice for myself, but I had a lot of help to get there. This team was incredible in the first half, and we're hoping to kind of change the standings here in the next few weeks.
Zach, are you doing a different warm-up on the road as well as at home, where you give yourself more time?
No, that's just normal. Warm up the same, right around the same time, get done 5-10 minutes before the game starts, and go out for the second part. At home, I warmed up a little bit earlier than normal just to kind of have that extended break that I would on the road.
Because it just looks like you're pitching better now than you have all year. Just the crispness of your pitches?
Yeah, I think I've gotten to a point where I've know that I can mix from the beginning. Getting every pitch in from the start has kind of been a little bit of a help for myself, and it continues. It keeps those pitches in the game throughout.
With a 2-0 lead in the eighth inning, it was one of the newer Brewers who came through big as Neil Walker drilled an RBI double for an insurance run as the Brewers went on for a 3-0 win on Saturday night. Walker spoke to the media after the game.
Yeah, Zach had him off balance all game, in, out, up, down. I mean, he was really impressive tonight and kept us involved in the game, got a lot of quick outs. Really impressive. And obviously, like you said, the bullpen came in and shut the door pretty well. So it was a good team win today. And, you know, obviously Orlando getting us a little cushion there in the middle innings was big.
Last night, it was just the one hit, Domingo Santana's home run. And tonight, as you said, it was Orlando Arcia. But then your RBI double in the eighth, just how important are those insurance runs when you're playing a team like the Dodgers?
Yeah, they're very important. You know, a team like this, like the Dodgers, isn't going to cave in. They're not going to give up to the very last out. And at the same time, you know, they got good arms coming from start to finish. So to add any run that you can over the course of the game is really important.
It's been 2 months since the Dodgers were shut out here at home. They've obviously been very tough here at home. Just what kind of win does this mean for the team?
Well, you hope it carries over to tomorrow, first and foremost. It'd be good to give ourselves an opportunity to win the series is important, and we know we got a nice task on our hands tomorrow, but to this point, it's been a pretty good road trip.
Behind seven scoreless innings from Zach Davies and a 2-run home run by Orlando Arcia to jumpstart the offense, the Brewers took down the mighty Dodgers Saturday night in L.A. by a 3-0 score. Here is Milwaukee skipper Craig Counsell.
He pitched a heck of a game. You know, he's been on a pretty good roll here, and it was another day where he was really in control of it. There was, you know, they didn't get much going. You know, had maybe one rally, really, that's it. And that was with two outs. So he kept him off balance. The little comeback fastball was very effective to the left-handers. His curveball is good. He got some outs with the change. I mean, all four pitches he really got outs with. So it was a big-time performance for sure.
Considering the opponent and just the timing of kind of where we're at in the trip, it's got to be one of his best starts.
No, that's what I mean. I mean, that's a big-time performance. I mean, it's certainly, you know, a game we needed. And to come out against, you know, a team of this caliber and do that and go through their lineup, really impressive, really impressive.
How important is he going to be for you guys down the stretch,
Yeah, I mean, they're all, you know, we're going to have to throw five guys. They're all equally important. But, you know, Zach's in a good place, and he's pitching with a lot of confidence, and he's getting better as the season goes. As we kind of get into September here and late August, he feels like he's getting better.
Well, why do you think that is, Craig? Early on, you guys supported him a lot, and he sometimes won without pitching great. Now he's pitching great.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's there's not a big change that he's made. I think he's executing his pitches better. You know, I mean, I think that's what he'd tell you. I don't think it's not a, you know, big change that he's made. It's just it's better execution, and it's four pitches working together with each other, and that's what makes him so effective.
Your bullpen tonight was really good.
Yeah, I mean, Swarz had a good inning for sure. I mean, he got a little ground ball that got through with Utley, and then he, you know, he punched out the next three guys. So that was, that's a really good inning. And Corey continues to pitch well.
Did you think, night because you had Swarzak and Corey just get him out at 94, or they had some hard struck balls out?
Well, no, it was Zach's leading off the inning. He's got 95 pitches. You know, to me, it's let's try to score that inning, and we got those two guys. You know, and you know, Josh could have been involved in that eighth inning too. So it's, you know, we're trying to score more runs too.
Walker's double in the eighth too.
Well, yeah, that's a big run for sure. I mean, the add-on runs is something, you know, that it's important. I mean, it's just, you know, that whole ninth inning with a leadoff hitter, it's not the tying run. It's Corey's got more room to work. Anthony's got more room to work with, you know, never getting the tying run up there. So certainly that's a big run.
That Ravin guy came in last night and really showed a great fastball and looked like Orlando was looking for one on that first pitch.
Yeah, I mean, that's getting yourself in the good count. We talked about last night how often, you know, Maeda got ahead of our hitters, and you fall behind a hitter, and then you can sit on a pitch, and Orlando's sitting on a fastball there, and he got one in the middle of the plate and put a great swing on it for sure.
I mean, that's not, you know, the ball obviously doesn't carry great here.
No, frankly, I didn't think it was going to get out of there, but so he – You know, he hit that ball good. It wasn't, you know, a long, high home run. It was a kind of a line drive that he just really well struck ball.
There's obviously a
few weeks left, but for Zach to already get to 15 wins and match Kershaw, I mean, that's
no, I mean, I think Tom said it was kind of run support early in the season, but the last, you know, feels, I don't know, 7 or 8 starts, it's been him just putting up a lot of zeros, and he's kind of been a hard luck guy in a couple of these starts actually. So he's put up zeros, and he's pitched really, really well, and he's earned these 15 wins.
It was a pretty amazing catch by Puig, wasn't it, DeRob? I mean, just how far he
had. Yeah, I think that's the, you know, he just went a long ways, and you're dealing with the wall, and it's that short wall over there. And I think having some experience helped him, but he was that's a nice play.
I think he paid a price for it too. Well, I think it was a double switch, I think, more than anything.
The Brewers sent Jimmy Nelson to the mound on Sunday. He'll be opposed by Yu Darvish.